Here's what's trending in the Middle East and around the world. UAE residents woke on Thursday to strong winds, thunder and lightning, with more wet weather expected through the day. Authorities have urged people to work from home for the next 2 days, but said the weather system would be weaker than that which caused widespread problems on April 16. Flags will be flown at half-mast in the UAE as the country mourns Sheikh Tahnoun bin Mohammed, the ruler's representative in Al Ain region who died on Wednesday, aged 82. 7 days of official mourning have been announced. Sheikh Tahnoun was a close advisor to UAE founding father, the late Sheikh Zayed bin Sultan Al Nahyan, and was an uncle of President Sheikh Mohammed. Campuses across the U.S. are on edge after pro-Palestine protests at the University of California, Los Angeles turned violent and police at Columbia University in New York made hundreds of arrests. Scuffles also broke out at other institutions as administrators called in the police to deal with demonstrations that rocked campuses in mass movement not seen since the anti-Vietnam War protest in the 60s and 70s. That's all for me, Thiraya Abdullahi. Thanks for listening. More same time tomorrow.